110. The Greedy Coach. Celia's father had a grim expression. He had filed a grievance against Celia's gymnastics coach. Today, he was a bit grumpy because the committee was scheduled to make its decision. "Please don't grudge anyone for what happened," Celia said to her father. She gulped her water. "It was my fault for missing the bar." Celia was a guileless girl. Even though her coach was often grouchy, she maintained a broad smile and a good attitude. The trouble began when her coach became greedy. He had made a profitable deal with a businessman to do a gymnastic exhibition on the beach near the Gulf. He asked the best members of the team to perform at the exhibition under the guise of an official school requirement. To make more money for himself, he guaranteed that the team would perform outdoors, regardless of the weather. Unfortunately, it turned out to be a windy day. The gym equipment was in poor condition. Overuse had grinded the grip smooth. The coach grumbled about it, but still required the team to perform. Celia was the first to go on the parallel bars. She gripped the bars tightly during her acrobatic routine. However, as she soared in the air during her double flip, a strong gust of wind blew her out of position. Her hands blindly groped for the bars as she came back down. She missed them and hit her head on the apparatus. Blood gushed from her wound. The injury grieved her coach, but the damage had already been done. "We cannot tolerate guile of any kind," said the chairman of the committee. "You took advantage of your students. They believed in you, not because they were gullible, but because they were loyal. You are hereby suspended indefinitely."